Sugar Show, 926. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. So I went to the dentist yesterday, and I have a new hygienist. So she had to make the requisite small talk, of course. You know, I've never seen this woman before in my life. I've had the same hygienist for any number of years. By the way, really, why don't we say it's a hygienist appointment? Because how often do you actually see the dentist? I don't say that disparagingly. I'm just saying. They check it out. Oh, you got something the dentist has to look at. Then if you need some type of repair or treatment beyond a regular cleaning, then you get the dentist. Anyway, so she's making the requisite small talk. And guess what she asks? Now, of course, she doesn't know me, so she doesn't know how ludicrous a question this is. She can't even imagine. Yesterday was what? This is a hint. Yesterday was December 2nd. What does she ask me? So, do you have all your Christmas shopping done? Said, we have the tree up. Have the tree up. But no, beyond that, not so much. After 10 o'clock, I want to remind you, we're already getting emails on this. A woman is being just blistered globally because she posted this selfie, a picture she took of herself in her underwear, and she's got just a fabulous body, and she gave birth 4 days earlier. You wouldn't believe the vitriol, the hate that is being spewed about her. And I want to turn this into a female topic. Predominantly, not that men can't call in. We've already got a lot of emails on. We're going to do that after 10 o'clock. I could do another Radio Jeopardy right now. I won't. So I'll make Jason try to answer this. What's the quickest way to go out of business? What's the easiest way to fail in any business? I don't care what the business is. Pick a business, any business. Restaurant. Okay, let's pick restaurant. What's the easiest way for a restaurant to go out of business? It's the same way a car company could go out of business. Okay, give away free food. Well, let's assume, now actually, that is a good point. There are people in the restaurant business. I've seen good restaurants go out of business that way. There's a more universal way to go out of business very quickly. Jason says overcharge. Now, you're getting warmer, but it's a more fundamental problem than that. Overpromise and underdeliver. Right. And by the way, it's also the easiest way to get elected out of office, which is more to the point of the topic I want to take up after 9:30. Worst thing you can do is overpromise and underdeliver. The best thing you can do is under-promise and over-deliver. That's what you always try to do. Over-promise and under-deliver is the death knell. And what I want to talk about in 5 minutes is the proclamation by the Obama administration that Obamacare is fixed. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.